Good morning. My guest this morning is Bill Myers, who is a docent at Sugarloaf Ridge State Park in Kenwood, who is also the Bill of Bill and Dave's Hikes, taking people through the wilderness of the Sonoma Valley. And you are the organizer of Funky Fridays, which we're going to be talking about today. Good morning to you, Bill.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
So, Funky Fridays, at the Sugarloaf Ridge State Park Amphitheater, which you tell me, if you can find Kenwood, you can certainly find this, right?
You've got it. The Funky Fridays Summer Concert Series returns to Sugarloaf Ridge State Park in Kenwood June 6th with the awesome Volker Striffler. The entire 13-week concert schedule and advanced ticket sales can all be found at funkyfridays.info.
This takes place in the main from 6:30 to 8:30, so it's a nice late afternoon, still light by the time the music comes to an end. A nice sit on the grass, bring your folding chairs, take the kids if they're not too obstreperous, and have a good time.
Bring a picnic, and the backdrop is the sun setting on Sugarloaf Ridge in the background behind the stage.
Your ad here says support the park through live music. How do we support the park through live music?
Roland, a couple of years ago, Sugarloaf Ridge State Park was closed due to lack of funding. And so it was only through a group of people getting together, five nonprofits and a bunch of volunteers like myself, getting together with a group called Team Sugarloaf. We raise money through a number of different fundraising events. I'm also, as you mentioned, the Bill half of Bill and Dave Hikes. I lead hikes throughout the park, and we also do fundraising events for that, such as Brunch on Bald, Bald Mountains being the tallest mountain in the area at Sugarloaf Ridge State Park.
So what's the history of the park, just briefly?
The park opened in the 1960s. All told, with the surrounding area, there's about 10,000 acres, great hiking trails, just very, very beautiful area. And it's in my backyard, so I'm fortunate enough to be able to hike it almost every day.
How long have you lived next door to it, as it were?
I've lived in Kenwood for 20 years. I've fallen in love with the place.
Oh, great. Does it have some historical significance? That is, was it used as other than a park at some point or other in its history?
There was a time when the Eldridge Center over there was planning to dam up that creek. It is the headwaters of Sonoma Creek. And they were going to use it as a water supply, water source. Unfortunately, that didn't happen.
It must have a charmed life, this park. So you worked on all the Funky Fridays since they started?
Yes. This is the second season. Last year was the first season. We were struggling to get going and find good musicians, but this year there's been a plethora of great local musicians that are planning to be there. And again, you can find the entire 13-week schedule at funkyfridays.info. I guess I should also say that you can either bring your own picnic or you can buy great food at reasonable prices there at the concert. Tickets are only $10, and kids
only
18 and
$10.
Yep, and kids,
that's great.
And kids 18 and under are free.
Excellent. Who are you particularly looking forward to seeing and hearing this year? That was a terrible question. I shouldn't have asked that.
No, there's no problem, because one of the benefits of getting involved with Funky Fridays has been learning about the local musicians.
Right, right.
And not only is Volker Striffler very well known.
Yes, he is.
But V-Train Express, Motor Du Zyko are well known. Willie Jordan is playing in a couple of different groups. Many people know him through A Case of the Willies, which is our final concert at the end of August.
That's a great name for a group. So I take it you'll be at every concert.
Absolutely. I'm the master of ceremonies, and I look forward to seeing everybody there.
Excellent, excellent. You've become a music maven.
Exactly. Quite by accident.
Right, great. Well, thank you very much for coming in, Bill. And I will try to make it to at least a couple of these, because they sound like just wonderful events. Let's remind people once again that this is Funky Fridays, Friday between June 6th, which is the first Friday, and August 29th, which is the last one. For information, the best place to go is funkyfridays.info.
Thank you, Rowan.
Thank you. And thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.